With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Department of Justice indicting former FBI Director James Comey a second time. Last May, Comey posted a photo on social media of shells on a beach writing out the numbers 8647, which critics say referred to the taking out or killing the president. When he used as slang, the number 86 can refer to getting rid or tossing something out. Trump is currently the 47th president. President Trump welcoming Great Britain's King Charles and Queen Camilla to the White House in a formal arrival ceremony.
Pomp and pageantry were on full display as the royal couple arrived on the South Lawn. President Trump offered a warm welcome on a chilly, overcast morning, calling it a beautiful British day. And he spoke highly of the special relationship between the UK and the US.
We share that same root. We speak the same language. We hold the same values.
The ceremony featured a military procession, a review of troops, and a flyover of four F-35 fighter jets before the president and king held private talks in the Oval Office. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Charles will address Congress shortly. At a news conference, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche says Cole Thomas Allen faces three federal charges.
The first count is attempted assassination of the president of the United States. This count is punishable by up to life in prison. The second count is interstate transportation of a firearm to commit a felony. This is punishable by up to 10 years in prison. And the third count is discharge of a firearm during a crime of violence, which is punishable by a mandatory minimum term of imprisonment of 10 years, a maximum of life, and the 10 years is consecutive to any other sentence imposed.
Allen was ordered to remain jailed. This is SRN News. Assisted suicide has been put on hold in the United Kingdom.
The House of Lords has failed to pass legislation that would allow people in England and Wales to take their own lives with the help of a doctor. Supporters of the measure are vowing to bring it back to the floor sometime this summer, but the procedural process will be tricky. There is strong opposition to the bill in the public and amongst pro-life advocates, who point out other European countries that have legalized the practice have seen a surge in suicide. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Trump administration launching an investigation of the New York City Department of Education. That's over accusations of anti-Semitism. The Department of Education says it has received reports that a group of teachers and staff organized a series of seminars focused on Palestine, Zionism, and resistance. These seminars urged teachers to indoctrinate children as young as five with pro-Palestinian beliefs. This is SRN News. Rescuers in Jakarta have finished removing victims from a damaged commuter train.
Rescuers freed the remaining people trapped in a badly damaged commuter train after a collision outside Indonesia's capital that killed around 14 people. A long-distance train had crashed into the rear car of a stopped commuter train on Monday at Bekasi Timur Station outside Jakarta. The car was one designated for women only, a common accommodation to stop harassment. Over 80 injured people from the commuter train were taken to hospital for treatment, while all 240 passengers on the long-distance train were safe, officials say. The Indonesian Ministry of Transportation say authorities believe the incident began when another commuter train hit a stalled taxi, leading staff to stop a second commuter train at the station where it was struck by the long-distance one. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.